All right. Well, thanks for joining me for September 28th Accelerator. And my name is Chad Ralphs. I serve as an elder and a board member here at Christ Community, and just glad to be back with you for my last Accelerator. And as you can see, I'm bringing you the Accelerator today from Paris. You see the Eiffel Tower in the back there. Pretty amazing, huh? It's really my house. Don't tell anybody. Anyway, so excited to be home and to be with you. And today we are looking at Zechariah chapter 7 and 8 and Ezra 6. And as I thought about this, I know there's a lot of ways that people use these accelerators. Some people watch the accelerator, then they read, they watch the accelerator. Some people might just watch the accelerator. Regardless of what you do, we're glad that you're here. Hopefully yesterday you really dove in because there was a lot there to cover and to look at and discuss. And today, there's some things here that I just want to highlight, some things that really stood out to me and that challenged me and hopefully will challenge you. And what we see is we see here is the temple is being rebuilt. And early on, it's great because a lot of the leaders and even some of the elders are asking, hey, now that Jerusalem is being rebuilt, the temple is being rebuilt, do we still have to fast like we did in August to fast about the destruction of Jerusalem? And it's interesting, Zechariah really doesn't answer them, or God doesn't really answer them, and Zechariah's kind of message to them is, you know what, you're doing the religious activities, but your hearts aren't right. You know, you're still fasting, but you are not, you don't have the right attitude. And this is so important for us. And I think as we go to church and we read the Bible and we worship God, that our attitude is one of true worship. And I know for me, it's easy just to go through the motions. And my challenge for you today and for me was, man, as I'm reading God's word, as I'm going to church, am I really remembering God's Christ's sacrifice for me? And how am I continuing to pursue and to run after him and being gracious and make sure that my religious duties don't just become religious duties, but they are ways that are helping me draw closer to God? And that was a great challenge that Zechariah was giving the people, and I think was an encouraging challenge for me as well. And then I loved, as we really talk about what religion is, or true religion of revolving in, and Zechariah really kind of laid out for Israel four precepts. One was render true judgment, right? Concern for the less fortunate, those who are less fortunate than us. And show mercy and compassion was the second one. You know, Jesus told us that people will know that we're Christians by our love. And are we really loving? Are we looking for opportunities to show compassion and to show mercy for those around us? Don't oppress the widows and the fatherless and the alien or the poor. And I think that's huge for us. And I think one of the things that this generation has done a good job on is social justice. And it's important for us to make sure that we are taking care of the orphans and widows. And that's been a huge challenge for me over the last year, and how God has even worked in my life and my wife's life of us going through the process of adoption. And that was just from reading really God's word of the importance that there are children out there that need a home and a loving family. And that's has been really neat how God has walked us through that. And I love how Zechariah is challenging the people of Israel to make sure that is happening. And not only that, but don't think evil of one another. And how are we encouraging, again, loving one another and pursuing Christ in all that we do? And I think even though that was in Zechariah's day, that governs us for how we live today. It was a huge reminder and a challenge for me that it's not just about my religious duties and going to church and being a good person. But it's really, how am I letting Christ live in and through me? And is there true, really religion in me, in my life? And then the other piece that jumped out to me today is the jealousy of God. When we think about God, we don't always think about God being a jealous God. It's not one of the things that we come up, but his holy jealousy. He is so jealous for his people and for holiness. And you look over the years how the people of Israel and just the Jews have been treated. And I think Satan stirred up a lot of hatred towards Jews, and we've seen it throughout the years. And God, he defends his people, and he runs after his people, and he protects his people. And when he, when his people are attacked, God responds. I think that's a great reminder of the holiness of God in his justice and how he longs to protect us and watch over us and guide and direct us with this holy jealousy that he has, and for you and I to pursue him. A great quote says, "When you attack the people of God, you invite a holy God to enter into a jealous rage." And I think that was true and stood out to me. And the other thing is Zechariah 8 at the end of chapter 8. "Let us go with you because we've heard God is with you." And this is an encouragement to the people as they were exiles in Babylon, coming to rebuild Jerusalem and the temple. And for them, they really, all the pressures and the intensity and a lot of times that they were being attacked in many ways to knock them off pace of what God had for them. And it made me think about how many of us out there know what God has called us to do. And he's challenging us to do that. And it's hard. And there's pressures and maybe people telling us no or we can't do it or it may seem like there's roadblocks. But Zechariah in his day was encouraging the people to continue to pursue God because God would rebuild the temple and their city and that God would protect them and the vision that was coming. And it was seen. That people saw that these people, that God was with them. And may that be evident of our life today, that may, as God does great things in our lives, that people look into our lives and they see that God is with us. God is with us because of our love and our compassion in how we live our lives. And that also was a huge challenge to me, and it reminds me of Galatians 6:9. "Do not become weary at doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you don't give up." And I challenge you today that if you're willing to give up, throw in the towel, or maybe ministries that you've been doing that's been bogging you down, or just life in general, not to give up. If you're doing what God has called you to do, continue with it. You will reap a harvest, and that is an encouragement as well. And then finally, we read in Ezra 6, you see the time of Darius, the projects were allowed to proceed, and not only did he help the Jews, but he also helped the Egyptians. Rebuilding was a rebuilt time, was a time of celebration, and we read in Ezra 6, just a celebration. The Passover begins again in April 21st, around April 21st, 1515 BC. And you begin to see the celebration that erupts as people, that Zechariah is challenging them, or Ezra is challenging them to just enjoy God, be a part of this celebration. And we begin to see at the end, finally the work of Zerubbabel, Haggai, and Zechariah as a temple is completed in just great celebration. And so my encouragement to you today is that you would pursue God, that you'd run after him with all that you have, and just be grateful that we have a God that loves you, that pursues you, and wants to use you to do great things. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow.